Welcome to a new episode of Patch. What you're listening to right now is the noise engineering Manus Teratas going through the Chaos Devices Belgrad, which is a multi-mode filter. And that is going into Mutable Instruments Beads, which is running as kind of like a weird delay right now if you open up the size all the way. I can like change the time and you can hear it kind of. Change the density, it'll do like a tape delay effect. Very interesting. And I have the Manus running into the Belgrad, and it's set to like a peak filter. And so you only get like little notches of frequencies coming out at a time. Play with the profundity on the Manus. Really cool. Turn the reverb up on beads. And so I have Pam's new workout clocking basically everything. And I have a sequence going into PicoSeek by Erica Sense. And then I actually have that being clocked by the Mystic Circuit iDUM. I know I've been using that a lot lately. It's just such a good like effect for your sequences. And I have that set to their division multiplication algorithm. I have it like dividing the sequence right now. I can actually speed it up. So give like, it's got like a probability on like the chance of when the effect comes in, and so it'll just be like these like little like flams like on the sequence, because I have it like kind of multiplication of the original clock. And I actually have a modulation going to the the range on the Manus too, so it's not like the pitch is being controlled by the PicoSeek, but it's not like changing octaves. It's the octaves are being changed by the range function. A weird way to do it, because I mean you can do like 8 octaves on the PicoSeek, but I like just like kind of running like a woggle bug like random voltage into the range, and it just kind of like, you know, flips out for a minute. Effect. So if I take like the delay down, you can hear it better. And I actually have a random voltage from Wogglebug too, going into the frequency modulation on the Belgrad. So sweeping around the notches. I like the Belgrad because you can kind of like sweep the frequencies in like different ways. Like it adds like a, like I guess like a resonance to either like the lower end of the frequency or the higher end. You can kind of fade between the two. I like how musical Manus can be, but then you can also, like, really distort it. I turn the filter up on that. I haven't, like, double filtered. I just kind of, like, the high end rolled off. But I can turn all the way up. Let's just go to low pass. Let's bring it up. Later. The saw mod is really weird, but I like it. Sequence there. Slow it down. I'll let it drone out a little bit. Beats is acting like a delay. And of course you can always pitch it up. Or down. Fun to play with here. Let's add more to this. Let's add another sound to this. Some interesting effect here. I'm gonna do data bender into the space moth by Blue Lantern. Cable long enough here. There we go. My problem with having things in like different cases. Like a submix going on here. Let's do some weird ambient stuff, I guess. I guess. Let's see here. And now then if I just want to, I just want to do noise from the data bender. So it should be coming out here. There we go. But I don't want too much of it. Do with that actually. So let me unplug that from the filter. I'll run that into Aurora. Cause that always sounds cool. Oh. Put you back in the submix. I love that you can, like, pitch bend the reverb. It's almost like a weird resonator effect. So you're gonna start, like, blurring it, and then, like, kind of makes it all digital sounding. I'm messing with the filter cutoff now, so you can kind of hear it come in a little brighter. And when it's just like the low frequencies, you can kind of hear it droning in the background. With the kind of noises coming out of the dad bender. I like this, like, semi-generative sequence. Like, you have this, like, set of notes, but then the pitch is getting jumbled around, or the octaves. I wonder if I run the right output of the data bender into the left input, and now it should glitch out the all the noise. I don't know how well it will. Interesting. It starts to feedback at some point. It's a little unruly there. There we go. If I just leave it like that, it should be alright. Interesting. let's see, what else can we do? I'm just messing with the sequence right now. Let's change it up a little bit. I actually kind of like it sped up a little bit. I'm going to take the clock out. I'm going to actually clock the data bender. Interesting. Of course, I can speed up the idun too. Change the algorithm here. Do the like weird, kind of drunken sequence. Where it just kind of like, it doesn't like hit the triggers on time. That's kind of cool too. Such weird sequences. Let's see here. Turn beats down a little bit. Turn the reverb up on beats though. Let's do plats. Let's hook up plats here. It's got some cool sounds. So we're in the Forbidden Planet here. It's getting out of control already, geez. Here. And the gate, I'll just do another channel on item. It's like fun. So it's trigger like real weird. This is one of the DX7 sounds. And now do notes. Slow that down. That's weird. I am speeding it up. Because each track has like its own division of the clocks you can do. I kind of did a mix of like dividing it and multiplying it. It's cool, kind of a lot going on with it here. Let me plug it into the spring tank. It's a digital spring reverb by IntelliGel in a 1U module. There we go. It's going too fast though. I need to feed it its own clock from, actually, let me do the second out on Variegate. That way I can just do a couple notes at a time, because it's too many. And then what I can do is... I like you can bring the probability up on the steps. So it won't always hit sometimes. So that's really cool, like in this now. It just adds more variation to the sequence. Maybe let's do another algorithm on the IDUM here. This one kinda changes the sequence. This adds its own like little groove to it. I like the DX7 like algorithm on flats is really cool sounding. You can change all the different ones. It's got like presets. I guess this is like pluck sounds. They have like synth ones. It's weird. Try and dial in a sound on it. It's got like the amount of like the FM frequency modulation ratio, and then like the envelope, and I guess it kind of affects certain things. That's cool. very interesting here. Bring out the mana, or take out the manas real quick. Now you kind of can transition between the two. And now that data bender noise being mixed with the Aurora. Gives you that like weird effects in the background, the reverb. Not in perfect harmony, but not by a long shot. It's still pretty cool. See here, change the notes up again. See, we can do just like normal analog waveforms. To it, maybe? Sounds so weird. There we go. So dark and weird. I don't know what to tell you. There you go. Speeding up a little bit. I went to the iDUM algorithm where it's kind of like a ratchet, like it's a like a gate repeat. Completely changes the vibe of this patch now. There we go. We got there. I'm already liking this. That sounds cool. Spring Tank definitely takes out some of the low end on it. Just the oomph from it. I'm like turning the wet down right now. Really cool. Yeah. I think it's a pretty good patch for just like a chill, like, lo-fi, dark ambient sound. I like the variable wave shape algorithm on Platts, like the analog wave forms you can kind of blend between. Sounds good. Run through the Forbidden Planet, of course. I just have, like, yeah, rolling off some of the high end there. Oh, God, that sounds so good. And actually, before I finish my patch, I'll run the smooth out on the woggle bug into the morph. Because I want to keep moving it myself. Because I'm lazy, I don't want to move it myself. Oh, there we go. Sounds good. I like the Manus and the Plats just kind of going against each other, but it kind of works out. Feels like some kind of like retro, like 80s style, like sci-fi movie intro, like theme song. And no drums this time. No drums. So cool. I like when it kind of the range flutters on the Manus and it like makes kind of like a, yeah, like the gliding. Almost like a string section. Manus can sound really good. It's just like a really like ambient synth. The last track in Plagestar used a lot as a like weird kind of warbly analog synth sound. Just sounds so good, which is funny because like I don't know if it's more geared towards percussion, but that's like kind of what you think at first because it can be really noisy. But then like if you just kind of like scale all the settings back. Such a range. It's hard to tell with like the filter cutting out a lot of the frequencies and stuff, but even there, like, that sounds so good. Like, all that buzz is it, and then, like, you know, all that buzz is coming from it, but then, like, it cuts out into, like, just the, like, the higher, like, kind of string sounding synth part. Just like little adjustments, really like so many sweet spots in it. That's why I like that in the Basimilus, is just there's so much you can get out of these little modules. That's fun. I like that. I like when like you can like even the SYO has enough like modulation inputs so you can really change up the drum kit and like make it sound like a bunch of different instruments at the same time. I think that's really cool. I like love it when companies do that. Speed up a little bit. Doesn't really change the mood. I mean, that's idum dry, like no modulation whatever to the gates, and then turn it up. I'm just moving the parameter knob. Which of course you can always modulate too. Run an LFO, a triangle LFO to it. So it just sweeps. That's cool. It like climbs, like the speed climbs up. It revs up. It sounds so cool. Just adds so much variation to your sequence. It's crazy. It's really neat. Would I record a whole track like this? I don't know. I'd probably sample this. Has some really cool sounds in it. Saw mod up. The profundity. Profundity, I guess, like, kind of... I don't know. I want to say, like, detunes it, but it just makes it weird, but... Very cool, too. Like, if you don't have too much of the saw mod on, it just kind of, like... thickens the sound. I don't know. It's a really weird effect, but I love it. Sequence one more time. Do a drunken walk modulation. It's like a smoothed out, like kind of slower working random modulation coming from clavis twin waves, and it's moving the parameter knob. So just kind of swaying back and forth between slow and fast on the sequence. And there you have it. Figure I'd do some weird chill patch this time. Just something improv. As always, if you like listening to the patches I make on the show, you may enjoy listening to the music I do. If you haven't checked out already, go to Bandcamp, Copacabana. Always check out the Instagram for Patch Podcasts, as well as my Copacabana Instagram. For any videos, any extra patch videos, or any news, or anything like that, check out my buddy Corbin's podcast, Brain Lemonade. It's not Modular Synth, but they talk about just about everything on there. And then, of course, check out the Rat's Nest podcast, another modular synth patching podcast from the Maryland area. And always feel free to let me know what you think of my patches. You can always, just comment on the Instagram feed. Hopefully you're getting something out of this. Or just enjoying listening to the patches. That's cool, too. Thank you for listening.